Good morning. Let us pray this morning. We are so grateful this morning. A miracle through prayer, Psalms 28, 6 through 7. My God, my Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that we never see before. We adore you. We need you every hour. Lord, we need you throughout all the things that we do. We know that you are powerful, that you can do far more than we can. We can pray, we can thank you, because you are our almighty God. God can still perform miracles. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon entire family, for the international artist's life. The information they shared, Lord, this morning, on this weekend, Lord, we are thanking you. So we have better health and share with everyone that we come in contact with. We pray for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for their vision for the last 6 years plus. Thank you for the speaker going to download a message this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary. We pray for artists, family, and guests who listen to us this morning. Father, we thank you. We need you. We thank you for the families that are bereaving this morning. Lord, pray for the people in the nursing home, hospital, and anyone incarcerated. Father, we know that you are there. We praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say amen, amen. This is Minister Cynthia Cox, right here in the Bronx, New York. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. God bless you and have a good day.
God, thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for seating us and greeting us today on this Miracles Through Prayer Thursday. God bless you, and thank you for opening us up in prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. On behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome each of you to the Master's Call. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and the scripture reference that we stand on can be found in Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so we stand on that scripture. We gather here at this divine and appointed time each and every Monday through Friday. We also have a website for this call, and you could go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website. You will see different prayer directives that we pray together and that, you know, that we say together. So please, please, please visit our website, and not only just visit it, share it so that their lives can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as they begin their day as well. Also, if you have a prayer request or a praise report or a testimony, or maybe God in this season is purging you and positioning you to do something new, well, we invite you to be a part of the team here on the Master's Call. So please send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Each and every day following this call, we have the opportunity to head over to the Artist Life Call. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617#. Many of us had the opportunity to attend the Artist Life 2017 extravaganza this past weekend. And when I tell you that God showed up in a mighty way, he did all of that and more. And so we are still excited about the newer and the greater things that are happening in Artist Life as God is bridging the gap and he is bringing things together. And so we had a phenomenal message from our general here, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, and I'm telling you that no resonates in my spirit. Absolutely, we will speak to the dry bones, and they can live. And so at this time, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line this morning one of the co-founders here on the Master's Call. We affectionately call her Dr. Super Fantastic or Dr. Dimples, and she's none other than Dr. Pacola Roberts. She now resides in Monticello, Mississippi, where she currently is the CEO and owner of the Joy Center. And so she is a phenomenal and anointed woman of God. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. I'm telling you, she is on the move doing great things in the kingdom of God. And so without further ado, the next voice that you will hear will be none other than the phenomenal, the precious, the amazing, the kind, the anointed one, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Are you out there this morning, Dr. P.K.?
Can you hear me, my dear Minister Tiffany Lauderdale?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours, Dr. P.K.
Happy birthday to you again, my dear. I am so happy that you've returned from your short sabbatical, which was much, much needed after your faithful work to this call, and you have just been committed to artists ever since I met you. I love you, love you, love you, kissing you through this phone and wishing you the very best. I do owe you a gift, and I have some things for you. I love you, love you. I also would like to say to Minister Cynthia Cox, Miracles Through Prayer Thursday theme, I tell you one thing for sure, my dear sister. New York has not frozen you in spite of the weather. You are still hot and sizzling. I thank God for you today and thank God for what you bring to this team. I don't know if you can hear what you do hear in my voice. I just got in last night from traveling and ministering in Atlanta, Georgia, and just having a phenomenal weekend there. God just showed up in my life in so many ways, and it was like I just plugged in there and had not been gone and just all up in the midst of stuff. Well, when I got back to Mississippi, let me tell you, Minister Brenda Terrell is nothing like rolling back up into slow Mississippi. It is good to be back home and good. I'm just feeling like I'm in a real good place. Called up here with my cup of coffee this morning with, I do this healthy coffee with my own Papa Diaz de Leon cafe coffee. So it is a good to be on this call today. Holy God, I thank you and I just praise you today for this opportunity. And I pray, God, that you will speak through us today as only you can. Your anointing ooze through the lines of this phone and reach out and touch your people in such a way that only you can do. So glad that there are no boundaries in you and that you are everywhere doing what you want to do. And I thank you and I just praise you today for who you are in our lives. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. I also honor my pastor, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, my sister in the Lord. I understand that you went out there in California and shook things up so terribly so that they will never be the same because you and the Artist Life family came that way. I'm so happy to hear and see all of the pictures and all of the testimonies of what happened and what took place. It just lets me know that the God we serve is so big that he is not contained to any one space. And so it is good to be with you today. With all of that being said, and I do love my mother, Josie. Give her a kiss for me. I finished up, Is There Anything Too Hard for God? And that was all about God. And this series, which is going to take me through the rest of this year, I believe, because it is so, so huge. It is all about choice. And so this morning, I am going to just entitle this little talk, and I'm not going to preach. I'm not getting on my soapbox today, believe it or not. I don't know if it's because I have expended so much of myself or if it's because I just want to sit, teach, and talk today. I want to talk to you a little bit about choices. I read a book many years ago, and it was entitled Choice is Our Greatest Gift by Og Mandingo. And the scripture that I'm going to be coming from this morning is Matthew 4, 12 through 23. I want to go on and get that on the table. And after I get this scripture on the table, I probably will not revisit it. I'm putting it out so that you will have a point of reference as I go through this series on choice. And I will refer back to it periodically through the sessions that I will have with you. And this scripture comes from Matthew, the fourth chapter, and the 12th through the 23rd verse, okay? A short distance from the beach. I started off a little too low. I'm reading in my Message Bible, and you all know how that is. So let me just start here at the 18th. Walking along the beach of Lake Galilee, Jesus saw two brothers, Simon, whom they later called Peter, and Andrew. They were fishing, throwing their nets into the lake. It was their regular work. Listen to me. Jesus said to them, "Come with me, and I'll make a new kind of fisherman out of you." New kind of fisherman. "I'll show you how to catch men and women instead of perch and bass." You all know this resonates with me with these ponds I'm sitting out here, and they got some bass in one of them almost as big as my arm. They didn't ask questions but simply dropped their nets and followed. Didn't ask a question, but just simply because Jesus said it. A short distance down the beach, they came upon another pair of brothers, James and John, Zebedee's sons. These two were sitting in a boat with their father, Zebedee, mending their fish nets. Jesus made the same order to them. He didn't change his message. He gave them the same request. And they were just as quick to follow, abandon their boat and father. Lord have mercy. I had a session this week that hurt my heart because this woman did not know how to abandon her mother and cleave to her husband and has torn up her family. Y'all better come on here. I'm talking about choices this morning. From there, he went all over Galilee. All over Galilee. He didn't stop there with those two. He used the synagogue for meeting places and taught people the truth of God. God's kingdom was his theme that beginning right now, they were under God's government, a good government. He also healed people of their diseases and of the bad effects of their bad lives. That's what we want to do. Word got around the entire Roman province of Syria. People brought everybody with an ailment, whether mentally, emotionally, oh, glory to God, or physically. Jesus healed them, one and all. More and more people came, the momentum gathering. Besides those from Galilee, crowds from the 10 towns across the lake, others up from Jerusalem and Judea, still others from across the Jordan came to be healed. Choices. This morning I want you to know that you are one decision away from changing your life forever. But the funny thing is, you probably don't know what that one decision will be. It's natural to assume that such a big life-changing decision would be obvious. And sometimes it is. like whether you should take a new job, like me, move to another state, relocate yourself, or whether you should go back to school, like my son is trying to decide, or marry that person. I'm going to have to make that decision here pretty soon. Haven't met him yet, but he's coming. Clearly, huge decisions like these send countless consequences rippling through our lives. But smaller choices can also have big effects. Our lives are constantly spilling into the lives of others, and their lives are spilling into ours. Like falling dominoes, even our smallest decisions sometimes cast consequences we never could have seen coming. Listen to me, you all. I want you to write this down because it is so significant. The decisions we make today determine the stories we tell about our lives tomorrow. Did you hear what I said? That the decisions that we make today determine the stories we tell about our lives tomorrow. What is always true is that we need to recognize that every day we get up, we are making a decision that is forming the tapestry of our life story. That is why this message and this series of messages is so very important. And it's going to be life-changing for each and every one of us, because as I am studying the gift of choice, it is definitely changing my life. I sincerely want to help you as well as myself to make deliberate, godly decisions that lead us through and to a life full of joy. That's why the Joy Retreat Center is so important to me. It's full of purpose. We want to be purpose-driven people who are about doing that which is not only going to change our lives, but the lives of others. You are one choice away from your best decision ever. Now, you all may hear me this morning. I am excited, but I want you to know that I'm excited because of TMC, the Master's Call. The Master's Call has absolutely changed my life. It was a decision that we made over 6 years ago. Just a little simple decision at the time, not knowing that it would cascade into what it is today. And if you want your life to be changed for real, getting on this call and connecting with God and his lovely people will absolutely do that for you. You're one choice away from your best decision ever. I'm so excited because I wake up every morning. I made a decision not too long ago, glory to God, that each and every day I wake up, Minister Tiffany, I have chosen to wake up saying that I would live and not die. And I would live abundantly. I would not just survive and strive. I will and I am on my way, on my journey to fulfilling everything that God has in store for me. And I thank you, God, that he has chosen me for such a time as this. We've got to wake up with that decision and that choice in mind in order to go forth. I know because I have awakened in another state of mind that did not serve me well. If we learn to choose well, we can connect the dots between where we are and where we want to go. For example, most people with healthy, secure, loving marriages know that such marriages don't just happen. I often tell people in my counseling that marriages don't work out. You have to work them out. If you don't do something on your marriages every day, it doesn't just magically become one full of happiness, joy, and you rolling. No, you have to make good choices. Well, this next one is kind of tough. Kids don't just magically grow into responsible, respectful people. They need loving, consistent parental roles, role models, so that they can grow into responsible adults. My daughter said to me this week, "Mama, oh, she's beginning to make my heart go pitter-patter. Lord, look like I did something right for real." She said, "My job is to raise responsible babies, and I refuse to let anybody step in and make me do anything different." I said, "Go on, girl, you sounding just like your mom. Right about now, take care of my grandbabies. Make sure that they're doing the right thing." But you all listen to me. This is what I want you to understand. Sometimes we do it all right. Sometimes we put in all the work. We are dedicated. We are focused. We take the calculated risk. We do it all just the way it's supposed to be done. And still, marriages with between two good people will end up in the divorce court. Children from incredible loving parents don't get jobs and don't take life serious and get themselves in trouble. Sometimes, in spite of us working hard to do it all right, things fall off track. This weekend, my dean says to me, "I can't wait to ask God, what happened? Why did he take David Roberts away from us?" Hadn't thought about it like that in a long time. Didn't crack up, didn't break, looked in his face and said, "That's a question that I've never gotten an answer to, Dean, but I can tell you one thing for sure. Life has continued for me, and life must continue for all of us. When our choices don't appear to work out the way we think they should, but still recognize that the God we serve is still the God who says that all things, even though we can't see it, you better come here with me and walk this scripture out. All things work together for the good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose." I'm going to give you this last quote, and this last, this comes from a little book that I picked up, The Principle of the Path by Andy Stanley, and it says, "Direction, not intention, determines destination." Direction, we got to get started in the right direction. Not intention, for the road to hell is paved with good intention, determines where our destination will be. Because I am running out of time, I'm going to stop. I'm going to be a good girl. I'm going to give you one more minute, and I'm going to stop. I'm going to do this thing just the way I'm supposed to. I want you to know that if you want to take aim, if you want to do that which is going to make your life better, the best decision you can make is always the next one that you are about to make. Each decision should move you closer to becoming all that God made you to be, to turn your life in the direction of a story you'll be happy to share. What are you doing today? What choices are you making today that you are going to be happy about telling the story on tomorrow? What is your story going to look like in the future? It's going to look like the choices that you make today, be it big or be it small. I love you. God bless you. Today is all about choices, and I'm just beginning. Back to you, my dear friend.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. We thank you so much, Dr. PK, for blessing us and giving us that powerful message this morning on choices. And absolutely, every day we have the ability to make choices, but the question is, are we choosing the right one? So thank you, thank you, thank you. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just bless your holy name. We praise you. We magnify you and we glorify you. We realize that we cannot do anything without you. We can do all things. So we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you that you have wakened each one of us up into a new day, God, a new day that you have made that we will rejoice and be glad in it. No complaints, God, no murmuring, but we rejoice in you. We celebrate you, and we say thank you to you. We thank you for Dr. PK, and we thank you for the message on choices, God. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will continue to bless her, that you will continue to keep her, and that you will continue to elevate her. I speak total and complete healing over her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, oh God. And I pray that you would just give her the peace which passes all understanding. And for each and every single caller on this line, I speak that we are healed and that we are whole. I decree and I declare that we walk and talk in a spirit of excellence. I decree and I declare that anything and everything that we need has already been supplied according to your riches and glory. I decree and declare that the gap has already been bridged together, Father. And I thank you right now that we are progressing and that we are experiencing no setbacks in our lives, oh God. I speak prosperity right now in the name of Jesus. I speak protection and peace and wisdom, God, that flows directly from you, that wisdom is connected to each and every single one of us, and that we are walking into purpose, oh God. And so I pray right now for Mother Vivian, and I lift up Minister Kathy Washington and her family during the passing of her father, oh God. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would go into the hospital room and touch Minister Kai's mother right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. You said that by your stripes we are healed, so God, we are healed in the name of Jesus. And I pray total and complete healing in Jesus' name. And I decree and I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Why? Because we are more than conquerors, and we already have the victory because you gave it to us and because your word said it's true. So I thank you, I bless you, I praise you, I celebrate you, the marvelous, magnificent, and mighty God who is still living in our lives. These things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. So at this time, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for taking this time to join us here on call back and listen to the replay of this call. Please dial 712-432-1085, the access code 95767 pound. Remember, you can go to our website as well, www.themasterscall.net. Also, we'll be heading over to the Artist Life call, and yet that's immediately following this call. That number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 29617 pound. And so I thank each and every single one of you again from the co-founders of this, the Master's Call, Dr. PK Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, for dialing in this morning. We invite each and every single one of you to come and join us again tomorrow at this divine and appointed hour. And don't come by yourself. Invite three people today to join you on the Master's Call, so that their lives can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as yours has been. At this time, thank you again, Minister Cynthia, for seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer on this Miracle Through Prayer Thursday. Dr. PK, again, thank you for spreading the word of God with us today on Choices. And I'll ask right now that you would come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany. You are super fantastic, for real. It's the small choices no one sees that result in the big impact everyone wants. It's the small choices no one sees that result in the big impact everyone wants. Oh, holy God, we thank you for your joy, your peace, your absolute fulfillment in our lives. As we leave this place and leave this call, let all of that rest, rule, and abide in each of our lives. This is our prayer in Jesus' holy name as we go out to make good, responsible choices. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye, my friends.